News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states casting ballots in the Republican primary. Donald Trump still far ahead of Nikki Haley. However, says ABC's Ike Ajachi,
at a rally in Texas last night, Haley insisted she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden.
Republicans lost a vote on Mayorkas. They lost a vote on Israel. The RNC chair lost her job, and Donald Trump had his fingerprints on all of it. At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump.
It remains unclear what Haley will do next. She has no public events scheduled today, not even an election night party. She's expected to watch tonight's results privately at home.
The Biden administration announcing a rule to cap all credit card late fees at $8, the latest effort to push back on what the White House calls junk fees. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza ending today without a breakthrough. They were hoping to reach a deal before Ramadan this weekend. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two lawyers who recruited a group of Wisconsin Republicans to be fake presidential electors for Donald Trump in 2020 have settled a lawsuit against them. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents as part of the settlement that explains how the two developed and carried out the scheme. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN-TV's Upfront.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The city's Equal Opportunities Commission is inviting Northside residents to an open meeting to discuss what they call a surge in housing complaints. The meeting will be at the Lakeview Public Library on March 14th at 5:30. Residents are encouraged to attend to share their experiences, concerns, and suggestions about housing in Madison. The meeting will feature presentations on what services the city offers to residents and to give people a platform to voice their concerns. The United Way of Dane County has released their final fundraising numbers for last year and held a community celebration last Friday to celebrate. During their 2023 community fundraising campaign, they managed to raise over $16 million. They got contributions from over 16,000 individuals and around 500 businesses. President and CEO Renee Moe says that she's endlessly grateful for the generosity of the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
The Brewers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a day off, the Brewers back at it in spring training baseball with a game today against the Giants, then a split doubleheader tomorrow against the Reds and the Guardians. Milwaukee now 3-6 in Cactus League action, but manager Pat Murphy doesn't want to discourage his young players.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
Hockey, the UW-Madison men's hockey team, getting ready to host the Big Ten playoffs this weekend against Ohio State, the first game Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Clippers, 113-106. Damian Lillard scored 41 points and talked about how Doc Rivers has helped out at head coach.
When he came in, he was just like, you guys don't run this, you guys don't run that. Like, this is stuff we hated to guard against you.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high today. The wind, northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning. A few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I think these opinions are fundamentally incoherent. And they're fundamentally arbitrary. And I think that I think it just shows the difficulty the court had in trying to select an off-ramp here. I mean, they totally rejected the Trump's principal arguments, which were that the president is somehow not an officer of the United States, and the other argument, which was that he did not engage in an insurrection. And the latter, I think, is the most important takeaway from this, notwithstanding Donald Trump declaring victory. He remains an adjudicated insurrectionist.
And rapist, for those of you that are keeping track. Is anyone playing the home game? Oh, my God. Thank God you got Barb McQuaid coming up in a few minutes.
Because thank God she got back to me.
This makes my brain hurt. This whole, like, because it broke yesterday during the show. Uh-huh. And we were like,
right before your announcement.
Right. Yes, right.
It C-blocked
my
you.
Big sexy
it
liberal
totally
announcement.
It C-blocked you.
Bitches. And by that, I mean the men on the court.
Exactly.
Jody and I have already had them. Boys are dumb. Let's throw rocks at them.
And they smell funny.
You were gone. I said, oh, I'm glad he's gone.
I was genu-selling.
I know.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. You were
and
man,
look at that mug. Enough. Look at that mug. He's
you're
so
man enough to admit you moisturize. And you would have ruled the right way.
He would have.
I don't know. Okay, I'm the right-wing tool of the show. I don't know if I would have.
That's true. No, but we were saying it is much more layered and complicated than yesterday when we went, oh, it's unanimous and what the...
Right.
And I got a great letter. Someone's like, he's like, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a social studies teacher. But this doesn't... Like, and sure enough, like all the legal experts I watched all day, and we'll talk to Barb, said the same thing. That this is... Okay. First of all, as you were saying, Amy... Well, you can't say exactly what you said about Amy Coney Barrett.
I said she was a little C-wordy.
She put the C in...
She was a little Tuesday.
Coney, as in Coney.
Yeah.
Barrett.
And we'll see her today.
It was patrescending her. First of all, why is she putting out a political statement?
Right.
Like, there, calm down. Oh, you liberals. Everything's fine. I mean, okay. And I get that, you know, Neil Katyal, others were saying, I mean, Trump didn't get what he wanted, no. As George right. Conway just said. He is still an insurrectionist. And by the way, Richard Painter said, the court has held it's the task of Congress, not the states, to enforce the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. In 2021, the House voted 232-197, charging Donald Trump with incitement of insurrection. The Senate voted 57-43. He was guilty. What else should they do? I feel like it's an acid flat. I'm like, we've already done this. He's already been ruled an insurrectionist. And they're like, well, we just have to vote. We did that. This was him trying to overthrow that vote. I mean, it's okay.
And this also applies to senators and representatives, anybody holding federal
first
office.
Of all, I'm like, really? Oh, so the Congress full of Trump loving, Trump sucking insurrectionists themselves, they're going to vote? Oh, my God. I'm sure they were involved in the insurrection. Like, and it's the most dysfunctional branch of government. Oh, really? The Congress is supposed to do something about this? Yes, Chris. I'm sorry. I'm yelling.
No,
apologize. Am I pinning the levels?
No, I'm riding the levels very, very, very well.
But... I apologize because I am both yelling and spitting on you.
You are. Devil's advocate here.
Yes. Oh, no.
Okay. What if a judge in Texas...
Hello, ointment, fly. Yes.
What if a judge in Texas said that, just arbitrarily says...
Jody knows.
That Biden did something illegal, and Texas ruled that Biden should be kept off of...
No, I get that part of the ruling. Okay, Jody already knows this because she's the smartest girl in class, but I get that part of
Why
the ruling
Texas
that this
decide...
is the purview of the states, but they wrote new law here mm-hmm. that's not in the Constitution. Go ahead, Jody, sorry.
They basically said that courts cannot decide this. That was their ruling. Even if you were convicted as right. an insurrectionist, mm-hmm. you can still be on a ballot and run for federal
why
office.
Why did they? It's like the liberals said. Why do they go further than they were
they
required?
They didn't
right,
go that far.
Right.
They
shouldn't have gone.
So
that
no, far. It can't be adjudicated anymore. It's up to Congress to do something that they don't right. have to do in other parts of the 14th Amendment. That's in some of these.
Right.
Raskin says.
But
it,
they know so. Damn well mm-hmm. that this Congress is not.
Okay. That's why we have to vote them all out.
Yeah, so watch a future 3rd. Republican Congress going, oh, Biden, I don't was eating ice cream on election day, so that was like an insurrection, so he's off me. So we're going to rule that he's out. I mean,
quite honestly, that could happen.
Okay.
And that's what the Supreme Court is allowing.
But right. that's what I mean. This is why,
system.
Right.
What the actual, that's what I'm asking Barb. I'm just going to let her talk. What the actual, Barb?
She has a book out.
I know. We've talked to her about it before. It could not be more important right now.
It's about
disinformation.
Disinformation. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, Glenn Kirshner said, so the Supreme Court has killed the insurrection clause by turning it over to Congress. If the do-nothing Congress does nothing, then insurrectionists will be permitted to serve mm-hmm. openly and freely in federal office. The Supreme Court dismantling of our democracy is disgusting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, again, not a lawyer, my first take.
Yeah.
I was just like, what
Too
the...
Too far.
Yeah. David K. Johnson said SCOTUS on the 14th Amendment, 3rd A3, was unanimous, but Kagan, Sotomayor, and Brown said the majority went way beyond to protect Trump, inventing new law with no basis in our Constitution. Mm-hmm. Thank you. The rebuke is written to show the majority as activist, rejecting understanding principles for political purposes. It was mansplaining, as someone said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tristan Snell, our other legal lad, said the four women on the Supreme Court interpreted the plain language of the 14th Amendment. The five men on the court made up language that isn't actually there, pretending that Congress must, quote unquote, pass legislation for disqualification to occur. They're mansplaining the Constitution.
Did they cite previous case law
no.
that points to that?
No. No.
No?
This
Not at all?
This is new law. This is brand new law. It's brand new.
Okay. All right. This is the tweet I was looking for yesterday. That just stuff that is out of the norm, that you think you're taking crazy pills, even if you're not a lawyer, this Fannie Willis thing. Like I kept saying, I've never seen this before, that the defense gets to prosecute the prosecutor on TV. Right?
And then, it should have been a behind closed
yeah,
doors here.
Tristan Snell said in 99.99999% of cases, the Fannie Willis issue would have been handled by the judge in chambers during a lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
They would have found out, what do you got? Oh, this guy. Do you have any evidence? No, I'm just gossiping. I'm just speculating. Done. Okay, let's go to lunch. No. No, we're going forward. Judge McAfee opened the door, let the clown car take over his courtroom, and the mainstream media fell for it and keeps broadcasting it. Total travesty. Mm-hmm. On top of it, he had to know this was going to be completely salacious and he lets it go. Puts it on TV.
Kind of reminds me of Judge Ito. You know, Judge Ito loved
he was
the,
a mess.
Yeah, he loved the spotlight.
He was a mess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm sorry. Chris, were you saying something?
Not really.
Okay.
No, nothing important.
Jamie.
Amy Coney Island is a...
We're going to see her today.
She put the C word in Coney.
Tessa.
Island. God bless Jamie Raskin. He argued the U.S. Supreme Court passed the buck Monday by ruling it's up to Congress to enforce the 14th Amendment that would ban... I swear to God... Thank you, whoever, that tweet I read that someone already pointed out. They already mm-hmm. did.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I'm wearing I Want to Punch Him, which Nancy Pelosi said on January 6th, because we learned yesterday that Nancy Pelosi saved our democracy single-handedly.
Pretty much.
Cindy Powell said on tape, mm-hmm. we didn't think Nancy Pelosi would reconvene Congress. And we were going to go to Alito and get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
That meddling kid. Pelosi, that meddling kid, they would have gotten away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's such a kid.
She and Velma. It was she and Velma that did it.
Uh-huh.
And Scooby.
And Old Man Withers.
And Old Man Withers, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So he said House Democrats plan to do just that. He's leading the effort to bring the 14th Amendment to the House floor. He said the court didn't exactly disagree with it. They just said they're not the ones to figure it out. Well, you know, this Republican Congress has gotten anything done. Do you really think they're going to get something done that upholds our democracy
right
and
now.
Brings Donald
no.
Trump to justice?
They're not going
to
get anything
next
done
term.
Before the, yeah. Not before the
They should have done it years ago, but...
I have some Raskins, don't I?
You do.
Like I said, I have
12.
A rash, but I don't. Oh, nine, please. Thank
oh,
you.
Nine. Okay,
yes.
Here we go.
Listen to something that you told me in August.
We've been saying all along that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment presents a clear and unequivocal statement that anyone who has sworn an oath of office, and by the way, not just a president, but members of Congress and others who hold federal office, who engage in insurrection or rebellion, having sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, can never serve again in federal or state office. Donald Trump is disqualified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a fantastic plan to have the people that also engage in the insurrection with him mm-hmm. rule whether insurrectionists can serve in public. See, that's why it's funny, Chris, because they... Because they're running around free, even though they engaged in the insurrection. So they're certainly... Okay. I feel like Columbo putting the murderers in charge of the, you know...
One more thing.
One more thing. And then he puts the murderers in charge of the investigation.
Didn't Columbo go off the air in the early 70s?
Yes. Why?
She's seen it in reruns.
One more thing. Though.
On MeTV.
Okay.
Because she's young.
Yeah. I think that's an impression just tilting my head.
He had
the one good eye.
He did have
that's
one
true.
Good eye.
He only had
one good eye.
And a rumpled trench coat.
Let's continue.
So, Congressman, now that you've read the Supreme Court decision, which effectively says that they don't agree with that argument, what's your response?
Well, the court didn't exactly disagree with it. They just said that they're not the ones to figure it out. It's not going to be a matter for judicial resolution under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, but it's up to Congress to enforce it. I disagree with that interpretation just because the other parts of the 14th Amendment are self-executing.
Thank you.
One more.
People can go to court and say that something violates equal protection, even if there's not a federal statute that allows them to do that. But in any event, the Supreme Court punted and said it's up to Congress to act. And so I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
Thank you. Our legal analyst, Rude Pundit.
Yeah. I'm sure he loves that
Noted
title.
Legal mind,
I like
Rude
his
Pundit.
Legal analysis because it has lots of F-bombs.
Well.
Super dirty. He said yes, but he's super smart.
That just means Amy Coney Barrett isn't trying hard enough.
Exactly.
Yes, the decision on Colorado was 9-0, but the expansive reasoning is not unanimous. Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson, the majority, quote, simply creates a special rule for the insurrection disability in Section 3. The majority attempts to insulate all alleged insurrections from future challenges to their holding federal office. They effing well went out of their way to insulate Trump.
They did.
What's his name? Chuck Rosenberg may be the only legal. He's maybe the only happy clappy legal expert. Except for, I've just made myself a legal expert.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
He still thinks J6 could go to trial before.
I do, too.
I mean, I think it's good. It depends on, like, how blatant the Supreme Court wants to be. Because, you know, he was talking about the amount of time they ruled on this. If they're being consistent, you get the ruling by June at the latest and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But if they're going to be that egregious and just go, oh, yeah, maybe next term we'll get to that. Then Joe Biden
can declare himself.
Yeah.
President for life.
Mm-hmm. By the way, happy Super Tuesday. We're super. Thanks for asking.
We are super.
The Republicans are about to nominate a lifelong rapist fraud.
What else did I miss? Any? Who tried to overthrow the government and stole our nuclear secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And is also, did I mention a rapist?
A little bit.
Adjudicated a rapist.
I'm super.
Super, America. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Considered I couldn't be better, I'm a fae. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute?
By the way, if I'm not the only one, like, feeling like I'm having an acid flashback, like Congress already ruled him an insurrectionist and we already voted him out in huge numbers, guess what else is coming back around? If he becomes the nominee, like, you know, pretty much today, guess what he gets? Security briefings. So that means he's going to steal. He's going to steal and sell nuclear secrets again. So it'll be like a Flintstone background of crimes. We'll be like, wait, didn't he? You know what? These trials are going to be like the Nuremberg trials when we actually put him on. It's going to go on for years. We're going to vote him out first, and then these trials are going to go on for years because he's going to keep committing the same crimes.
I would give him fake briefings to see what he shares.
Who's going to play the role of your dad?
Listen, that's not, we're
George
in a
Clooney.
Different, these are different Nazis,
oh,
different
I,
era,
okay.
different Nazis.
Got it, okay.
George Clooney will play Bill Miller.
So it won't be at Nuremberg, it'll be at Pittsburgh.
There you go, but it's a Berg.
Sherry Jacobus, among others, said on Twitter, Trump needs money and needs to sell more of our national security secrets. His stash is getting outdated. Once he wins the primary, he gets regular national security briefings. This is hard currency for him. Anyone else think that might be, I don't know, a little bit problematic? Okay,
you're fine.
Hey, we have Barb McCoy, Charlie Pierce, and Brooklyn Dad Defiant coming up.
Sweet.
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by that right there, Power Life, our proteins. We have plant protein. He has, because he's a boy, whey. It's like not just regular, it's a whey protein.
Whey protein.
It's W-H-E-Y, not
right.
So it's extra protein. It's just a different form than our plant protein.
Yes.
Whey. Okay. Are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym, Chris? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton, the P90X guy.
Yeah.
He got shingles because we know it doesn't care.
It doesn't care.
It doesn't care.
And he didn't think he was going to make it, seriously. Now he is at 65. He's healthier than ever. He had discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. Even without exercise, he created high-impact protein available in whey. Or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day just supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down, and builds that muscle. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use the code FITNESS. Save 30%, and you get a 90-day guarantee. Wow. Mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com. The code is FITNESS.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef-liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing, Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you can get Genucel XV, my other favorite, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now. Genucel.com included in the bestseller package. Best value in skincare anywhere. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are before you even leave the room. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last, plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Steffi. Yeah. Yeah, we're rolling now, baby.
I think it came up of that stuffed animal, that eyeball.
We have a mystery of the stolen eyeball that Clyde has been chewing.
Yeah.
Okay, angry staffer tweets. So anyway, like I've been saying, the media isn't going to save us from Trump. SCOTUS isn't going to save us from Trump. Trump will be convicted of multiple crimes, but the fact remains the ballot box and or cholesterol are the only things that will save us from Trump. Listen, I'm doing my part. I'm doing a Save the World tour that's likely going to kill me, people. I hope you're happy. Oh, I got a love tweet. Sorry. Oh. Who was this? Steve said, yay for Sexy Liberal Save the World tour coming near me. I want to thank whoever got Mama to sign the contracts while telling her they were for Dr. Marty promos while she was still high on endorphins from a 60-mile bike ride while she had a relapse from her lesbian eye injury. Thank you. That's what happened. It was a confluence of a perfect storm that led to me agreeing to something
and
that
the,
I wasn't aware of until I read the list yesterday.
And the blackmail pictures that Fuglesang has somewhere.
Okay. Karen in Chicago. Hi, honey.
Hello. Good morning. And I would like to yes and angry staffer. Yes. Yesterday should not be a surprise to any of us. The Republicans have been playing the long game, stacking the judiciary, stacking the Supreme Court. The fact of the matter is the mainstream media has been painting with a broad brush when they talk about Washington, when they talk about a gridlocked Congress. They are not concise. It is Republicans that have created the obstruction. It is Republicans that make that possible narrative to push onto voters who then think that the democracy doesn't work. Their vote doesn't count. They stay home in 2010. Yeah.
They're counting on Obama us having no short-term memory.
Exactly.
It's like we already voted. Yes. They already voted him in Congress to be an insurrectionist. We already voted him out. It's like them saying, oh, you can't impeach him. That's for the courts. And then it goes to the courts. Oh, no, you can't do that. You had to impeach him.
Steph, let's harness that energy and that anger. We have to look forward. They are pushing autocracy on us. Let's focus on the future. This is, put it behind us now. Okay,
everybody's going to give me a calm down pill today.
Uh-huh.
Friends let friends drive angry in 2024. Do it. 29 minutes after the hour. We got Barb McQuaid coming up.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Here's the real question. Okay. Do noodles belong in chili?
That is a really good question. That is.
Boy. Only sick and twisted people add noodles to their chili.
You really have an opinion
there,
Sam.
Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah? No noodles for Sam.
No. Okay. If I wanted noodles, I'd have spaghetti.
Right. Okay. I was going to say, do you want noodles with your spaghetti?
Drawing a line in the sand now. Okay.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the-right-seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that, and there was also a 57-43 vote in the Senate. The question is whether Speaker Mike Johnson would allow us to bring this to the floor of the House.
Of course he won't!
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my microphone on?
That was out loud.
I need to control myself and finish my my speed law school that I'm going to the Evelyn Wood School of Speed Law School so I can be ready for.
Barbara McQuaid.
Her name is Barbara McQuaid.
Attorney Barbara McQuaid.
McQuaid is the best.
University of Michigan law professor, former prosecutor, just all around awesome.
Talking about the law and doing it with feeling.
Barbara McQuaid joins
the final showdown. Belongs to McQuaid.
Also author of the fantastic new book on disinformation. What better time than now? Yeah. Attack from Within. Oh my God. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Stephanie.
All right, sorry. That was a little bit of a frenzy. I'm sorry. I'm very high strung this morning. So you tweeted, SCOTUS says that Congress, not the states, may enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to prevent an insurrectionist from holding federal office. Looks like Trump is staying on the ballot, but voters also have the power to prevent him from holding office. Yes. I get that part, but Barb, help us with this ruling. It feels like they went, I guess as the liberal justices said, they went farther than they had to, right? And isn't Jamie Raskin correct that they already did this? That Congress already ruled him an insurrectionist?
Yes, which I think is a really interesting point. You know, so the opinion to me is not crazy, which is that it's Congress and not the courts who get to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, you know, based on the language. That is not a crazy ruling to me. But as Jamie Raskin said, the House has already voted that he engaged in insurrection. So are we done here?
are we there yet?
Yeah. We were, of course, doing it for purposes of impeachment, not specifically under this provision. And so I suppose they could go back to the House and try to get that vote again. But it seems really unlikely to me now in light of the fact that the House has flipped to Republicans. I also think that there could be an issue of doing it, you know, sort of retroactively at this point. So whatever the case, it's not going to happen. But you raise the really interesting point of what the concurring justices or dissenting justices, if you read the metadata, have you seen it? This scandal? It was going to be a dissent.
Yeah.
And they talked him into calling it a concurring opinion. You know, Justices Kagan and Sotomayor and Jackson would have said, you know, courts should only decide the precise issue in front of them and no more. And the majority actually went a little bit further and said, you know, states can't do this. And that was the precise issue before them. But then they went a little bit further and said only Congress can do it. And they also seem to suggest that only Congress can do it by enacting enabling legislation. Mm-hmm. And that's the part, I think, that they bristled at, because it's not necessary. And so that's not the way courts are supposed to work. They're not supposed to reach questions that are not before them. In their defense, I will say what they're probably trying to do, though, is rather than keep us all guessing, okay, you said it's not the states, then what the hell is it? They laid out how it is to be done. But I think that if they are sticking strictly to the way they're supposed to decide cases, I think they did overreach here. And I think that by saying that they have to enact enabling legislation, it's suggesting you'd have to pass a statute that says, here's how the process works. And I think that if that's the case, then it might be impossible for that statute to be used against Donald Trump, because it would be an ex post facto law. And so I think that may be what the three concurring, in air quotes, justices are concerned about here.
Does it tweak your spidey sense as a prosecutor at all that the several people in Congress are also insurrectionists?
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. I mean, think about that. So you've got potentially... Madison Cawthorn, right? Didn't the judge find that he was engaging in insurrection and others? And now who gets to decide whether these individuals engaged in insurrection? Well, that would be the insurrectionists themselves. So, you know, talk about the fox watching the hen house. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really seem to reflect our ordinary sense of our government as having checks and balances on each other if members of Congress are now checking themselves, as opposed to courts, which are independent.
the silver lining, as I read it, according to one expert, is the court did not do what Donald Trump asked, which was to clear him of insurrection. I suspect they didn't do that because there are criminal proceedings that are ongoing against Trump right now where that very question is the ball game. So they did not exonerate him of insurrection. They had the chance to do so and chose not to. What do you make of that?
Well, once again, I think that courts are only supposed to decide the question that is before them. And this is, you know, what many people described before this decision as an off-ramp. There are a number of moving parts in this language of the 14th Amendment. And so if there's a procedural way that this fails, then it's really not proper for them to answer the substantive question. But I still think it's good news. I mean, I suppose to the extent they did overreach in saying not only what it's not, but what it is, they could have gone further and said, and by the way, he did not engage in insurrection. And yeah, that would have been, you know, probably pretty disastrous for the fortunes of Jack Smith's work.
And is it my imagination or was Amy Coney Barrett's statement like a political statement and not a legal statement? It was sort of like, there, calm down, liberals. Everything's fine. Look, we all get along. We're not political hacks.
I think so. It was a very odd statement because in some ways she was agreeing with them and saying, yeah, you know, court should exercise some restraint here, only decide the question needed. And so she was actually joining them in that aspect of it. But she wrote separately to say, now is not the time to be strident, ladies. Yeah. Let us all get along here.
She's that girl.
The Republic is in flames, but don't get so upset about it. You know, we need to all be together. It looked like the court worked really hard to try to have this, you know, 9-0 unanimous decision to say, look, we're all united. Everything's fine. You know, those videos with the dogs, like sipping the cup of coffee and it's in flames and everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
But it strikes me as like what she wrote there. Like, that's what you say in the hallway when you walk past, you know, Elena Kagan by the coffee pot. Like, hey, why don't we do this a little less stridently? Instead, she put it out there. So it looks like she tried to join them and she just thought that their language was a little too strident for her taste, and she wanted to kind of calm down the temperature. So, justice, you get to write what you want.
She passed Elena and says, stop trying to make fetch happen. Something else from Mean Girls. Okay. See, that's why sisters-in-law is so popular, because you're like the kind of women that support other women.
Right.
Support each other.
Yeah.
speaking of your prosecutorial spidey sense, Trump appeared to suggest that he would be open to blackmail if the Supreme Court upholds the lower court decision that he does not have immunity from criminal prosecution. He said presidents will always be concerned, even paralyzed, by the prospect of wrongful prosecution and retaliation after they leave office. That could actually lead to extortion and blackmail. As a prosecutor, would make me kind of go, that sounds like someone that has already engaged in blackmail. would be open to blackmail. We seem to have survived this many years with presidents not having. Yes, but go ahead.
I was going to say, Donald Trump engages in an amazing amount of projection. He has also previously said, well, if presidents aren't immune, then every successive president is going to just indict his predecessor. Like, really? I don't think so. Not if they're not abusing their power or acting in bad faith. I don't think so. And you could also make that argument about all of us who are subject to criminal prosecution. Are we all subject to bribery or extortion just because we could be charged with crimes if we commit crimes? Here's a tip. Don't commit crimes. And then you don't think about prosecution or extortion or bribery.
There you go. So, Barb, so speaking of this, the immunity ruling, I know the tea leaves, all our tea leaves are worn out. But, you know, is there a chance like they're going to do something that tries to just give Trump narrow immunity that I think all of us think it would be ridiculous to go, yes, the president can order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political rival. But are they going to try to give him some narrow immunity for trying to overthrow the United States government, for instance?
I'd like to think not. I don't think so. I mean, this, you know, there have been a lot of legal issues that Donald Trump has raised, including the 14th Amendment, that are hard. They're difficult issues because there's just not a lot of case law in it. This one is not hard. He cannot be immune from criminal prosecution. Now, the question presented was a pretty narrow one. See, they agree to.
Yes.
the question presented was a narrow one, which is whether and to what extent the president, a former president, is immune for official acts committed while in office. Most of what Jack Smith alleges are not official acts. And so it seems to me this might be one of those situations where they are concerned about if they say a president is not immune, that there could be some room for future abuse. You know, for example, I've heard the argument said, like, you know, Harry Truman for dropping the bomb, could he have been prosecuted? And I think the correct answer there would be to say no, he was acting as the president. If someone had wanted to impeach him at the time, they could have done that. But that was not a criminal act. That was within the scope of his duties as commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
Yeah.
And similarly, when Barack Obama was ordering drone strikes, there should be immunity for those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Acting in good faith, in the best interest of the country, even if maybe in retrospect people say you got it wrong. So I think it may be that they just want to carve out that and say, look, there is this slice for official acts where presidents are immune for behavior, for conduct while in office. But what Donald Trump did here is outside the scope of his duties. You know, administering elections is the province of the states. The president has no role in that conduct. And so I think it's going to come out okay in the end. My only worry is timing. I think they can decide this quickly enough to get it back on track for trial. My only worry is that they remand it for some findings by the lower court.
Oh, my God.
Because then, even if Judge Chutkan acts quickly, that could be appealed as well. And then, you know, we're looking at trial in 2025.
Yeah, I was going to say, I only finished speed law school like 2 minutes ago, and already I know atom bomb is not covered under the... Okay. Listen, I just want to, because it goes to what you just said. Chuck Rosenberg, your friend, legal analyst, said he is bullish that Trump will stand trial in January 6th. If we have two of you, we have a quorum. He said he remains confident that they will reject, the court will reject Trump's immunity claim in time to try him. I thought I was the only happy clappy one in time to try him for J6. He said the argument in the Supreme Court on the question of presidential immunity criminal process is April 22nd. The Supreme Court term ends at the end of June, so we will certainly have a decision, or we should have a decision by the end of June, though it could be quicker. The decision in the case we were just discussing, the 14th Amendment clause, took 4 weeks, no later than the end of June. We should have a decision. I'm still bullish. I may be the last person on the planet who believes this case could be tried before the election. But I know it's hard to, like we say, the tea leaves, to predict anything. But do you think there is a chance?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm bullish, and I don't know that I'm confident, which are the words I heard you use that Chuck said.
Right.
But I do think possible and hopeful. And, you know, I know that many people are frustrated that the court set the date of April 22nd, and my initial reaction was the same. But when you actually look at the briefing schedule in there, they're requiring these parties to act quite quickly to get the oral argument heard on April 22nd. Now, not as quickly as they could have. Mm-hmm. And the fastest thing they could have done is to just summarily affirm what happened in the Circuit Court of Appeals, which rejected the immunity, and get the case right back to trial. But it also, if they really were on, you know, a slow boat, they could have just done it in the normal course, which would have been to give Donald Trump 90 days to file a cert petition and then, you know, time to respond, which would put it on the court's calendar for argument in the fall and most certainly would not have allowed for a trial this year. So I think they're trying, and, you know, things could disrupt that schedule, but it is quite possible. I'll put it at 50-50 whether we get a trial in this case this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be fantastic if it backfires on him, this delay tactic that's worked his whole life, is that he delays till right before the election. But it's true what they keep saying, this rule, DOJ rule. First of all, it's not a rule, but it applies to, you know, this is already in motion, so that rule doesn't apply, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So it's sometimes referred to as the 60-day rule, which is not really written down. It's just, you know, when you get close to an election around 60 days out, like, that's not the time to, you know, spring an indictment on the world. Like, oh, guess what? Joe Biden's been indicted for X, Y, and Z, because there's no time for them to defend themselves. They're not going to go to trial. And so now the public is just out there with this idea that this person has been indicted, and it could unduly influence an election before the case can come to trial. In this case, this indictment was filed last August or something. And so the Justice Department complied with its policy. And so now it's in the hands of the courts. So you would think Donald Trump, if he were an innocent man, would want to clear his good name.
Thank you. Yeah, it's almost like something crazy, like if someone were to say they're reopening like an email investigation or something a few days before an election.
No one would do that, Stephanie.
Yeah.
No one would ever do that.
That would be crazy. But the other thing, last thing, Barb, is, you know, in terms of the Judge Chutkan went on record saying she would give Trump a certain amount of time to prepare. But as someone said, he's already had all this time. As this goes on and on, and he delays and delays, don't you feel like that is relevant?
It is, and it seems right, but I think she will, in an effort to demonstrate that he has received all due process, I think she will stay true to her word, because immunity says not only do you have an immunity from going to trial, you have immunity from the burdens of litigation, which includes preparation. And so I think she will give him back every day. I think something like 87 days, and I think she's going to give him back every one of those days.
Yeah, okay. Last one, just because I have to, I've just been losing my shizzle over this Fannie Willis thing that I feel like I've just never seen before, is someone on the defense being allowed to prosecute the prosecutor on TV. Yeah. You know, before, and I just wanted to get your take. Tristan Snell said in 99.99999% of cases, the Fannie Willis issue would have been handled by a judge in chambers during a lunch break. Judge McAfee opened the door, let the clown car take over his courtroom. The mainstream media fell for it and keeps broadcasting it. Total travesty. That was my take on it.
Yeah,
is that how was this allowed to happen? And then based on gossip and speculation.
Yes. And in fact, I think in this case, the ethical issue and the conflict of interest relates to Fannie Willis as a manager of her office. If she is hiring her boyfriend and paying him exorbitant fees and going on vacations with him, that might violate some ethical rules in her office, anti-nepotism rules, rules of disclosure, and other kinds of things. But that is not the same as a conflict of interest as to the defendant. I think people are using the terms conflict of interest very loosely. Like, whose rights is there a conflict with?
Yeah.
It is not the fair trial rights of the defendants. There's nothing about this issue, whether it's true or not, that has anything to do with the guilt or innocence of Donald Trump and his 18 co-defendants.
Thank you.
And so to have this be this sideshow really is part of something I read about in my book, Stephanie. See what I did there? Product placement.
Got a girl.
Yeah. Yay.
distraction, right? I mean, I am going to distract you from the real issue here, because what I want you to be talking about is Fannie Willis, and I'm going to undermine her credibility so that if and when a conviction comes, we can all throw up our hands and say, oh, she has unclean hands. And so yeah. I think this is all an effort to smear her and to create a sideshow for this case. I think she may have ethical issues with regard to her role as a manager, but as we said, that really does not have anything to do with this case.
Yeah.
And so all these hearings has created, you know, delay and distraction from what should be a, you know, case getting ready to go to trial.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and I knew she'd had to be sleeping with a juror or the judge for it to be a conflict. I'm not saying law school was a waste of many years of your life, Barb. I'm just... Okay. The book is so critical right now, Attack from Within, about disinformation. The story today is about these deep fakes, these AI fakes of Trump with African-Americans to try to sway the African-American vote. It just, you have Republicans in Congress engaging in active Russian disinformation. I mean, this book, honestly, it seems critical to our democracy right now that you read it. So thank you so much for writing it.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. Thanks for plugging it. Really appreciate it.
All right. Love you, Barb. See you soon.
All right.
There
thank
she goes.
You.
52 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my Cozy Earth Pajamas.
Oh.
Yeah. It's getting hot out there. Yeah. It's, you know, just with the... It's. Do you smell democracy burning? I do. That's why I need earth-friendly, sustainable pajamas made from viscose from bamboo. They're temperature regulating, Chris.
That's what they say.
No matter how hot under the collar I get. It's a fantastic soft collar.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm presently, oh, thanks for asking, I'm wearing the blush color. I have a new house guest, my little tiny baby nephew got here last night. I'm wearing my blush color Cozy Earth pajamas.
We saw your black with the white piping
yes.
on Friday.
I know.
And you got to cover up when company is here.
Yes, yes, but I'm eleganza when
oh,
I have company. I float down the stairs in my Cozy Earth. He won't be up till, I don't know, next Thursday because I put Cozy Earth sheets on those beds.
Right.
I don't. That was a mistake. I never get rid of house guests.
Do you float down the stairs like Norma Desmond?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It looks like I have no feet.
Okay.
I just.
Good. You're the ghost.
Like
of
Olivia Soprano.
Yeah.
But not in a chair. Just like an apparition.
Right. Gloria Swanson okay. would love it.
There you go. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. OMG. Sleep on them, wash them, try it out if you're not completely in love. Send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. The justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump from the ballots. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return materials in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works for the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Fort Atkinson officials are looking to get a little greener by installing smart traffic lights. The lights use cameras and sensors to adjust to traffic in real time. The goal is to reduce the amount of time cars spend idling at lights. Cars burn half a gallon of fuel when sitting idle for 1 hour. City leaders say that they think the smart traffic lights can reduce the carbon emissions from idle vehicles by 20%. SSM Health is planning to build a new clinic in Verona. The 40,000-square-foot facility will offer family medicine and physical and occupational therapy. It is also expected to have a lab and imaging services alongside other specialty services. It'll be set right off Highway 18-151 on Highway 69. Construction on the new clinic is expected to begin early next year, and SSM Health hopes to open the clinic in 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high today. The wind, northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real. They're solid.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.